Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY22 earnings conference call of Supreme Industries, hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rutuja. Good evening, everyone, and season's greetings to all. Today, on behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, I welcome all of you here for Supreme Industries Q2 results conference call. I would like to thank Supreme for giving us the opportunity to host them on this forum today. From the management side, we have Mr. M.P. Taparia, Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Rajendra Saboo, VP Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary. I will now hand over the floor to Mr. Taparia. Post that, we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleagues, Shri P.C. Somani, Chief Finance Officer, and Shri Rajendra Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited standalone and consolidated financial results for the quarter and half year ended 30th September 2021. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 102,673 metric tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,901 crore during the second quarter of the current year, against sales of 94,836 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,322 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of around 8% and 44% respectively. The company sold 173,937 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 3,211 crore during the first half of the current year, against sales of 186,287 tons and net product turnover of rupees 2,362 crore in the corresponding half year of previous year, resulting in volume degrowth of about 7% and product value growth of around 36%. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the second quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 1,932 crore and rupees 350 crore as compared to rupees 1,378 crore and rupees 282 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of about 40% and 24% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the half year of the current year amounted to rupees 3,279 crore and rupees 617 crore as compared to rupees 2,434 crore and rupees 396 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of about 35% and 56% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the second quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 296 crore and rupees 229 crore as compared to rupees 228 crore and rupees 175 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 30% and 31% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the half year of the current year amounted to Rs. 509 crore and Rs. 399 crore as compared to Rs. 283 crore and Rs. 215 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of 80% and 86% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segments of the company for the second quarter of current year ended 30th September 2021 as compared to corresponding quarter in the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew 9% by volume and 50% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew 5% in volume and 26% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew 10% in volume and 39% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew by 4% in volume and 30% in value term. The overall turnover of value-added product increased to Rs. 768 crore during the current second quarter as compared to Rs. 533 crore in the corresponding period of previous year, achieving growth of 42%. The Board of Directors has declared the interim dividend at 300%, that is Rs. 6 per share of Rs. 2 each for the financial year 21-22. The dividend will be paid to those shareholders whose name is stand on the register of members based on the record date, that is 1st November 2021. The company has cash surplus funds of Rs. 331 crore as on 30th September 2021, as against cash surplus funds of Rs. 759 crore as on 31st March 2021. As the effect of second wave of COVID-19 started ebbing down, there was revival of business in all the segments serviced by the company. In spite of continuous rise in all grades of polymer prices, the company had volume growth in all these segments. The polymer prices have risen between 7% to 28% during this quarter. Highest increase was in the price of PVC resin, where price has gone up by Rs. 34 per kilo. The price increase trend continued unabated in the current quarter also. In plastic pipe segment, the demand from housing segment is revived. The company had 9% volume growth in pipe system in the quarter. In spite of current high price, the demand outlook in housing and agri segment looks maintainable. There is a shift in higher demand for CPG system as the prices of their system have not gone higher compared to the price increase in PVC system. The company progress in putting a plant in Guwahati, Cuttack and Erode are moving smoothly. All these plants will be operational between January 2022 to May 2022. The company envisages capex plant of Rs. 521 crore for the year, including carried forward commitment of previous year, is going on smoothly. The company adding new system over and above its existing 36 system in plastic pipe system during this financial year for which the investment plan is going smoothly. The new system are PEX pipe, PEX composite pipe, electrofusion oil effect fittings, new model of furniture, polypropylene pipe system, varieties of grades and laminates in cross-laminate film, protective packaging and performance film. They will be adding new applications from these substrates. The company also, company market reach is being targeted to spread to more tehsils for all its products. Overall, in the 5,734 tehsils, company is aware that many tehsils reach is still not there, so various product efforts are being now made rigorously to increase our reach in more and more tehsils. The demand for tarpaulin and made-up product made from extra film is maintained at a higher level, the company is able to pass the increased raw material prices to its end product. Furniture business has gone up by around 4% in volume in the quarter. The company has launched successfully new models. In spite of chip shortage, industrial component business has grown in the quarter with a promising future for second half of the year. Material handling division has shown 16% volume growth. Company continued to add new product range to add value to its customers. It continued to deepen its market reach. Composite cylinder division has shown surplus in the quarter after several years of its operation. The increased acceptance of the cylinder from domestic and international market augurs well for this segment in future. The company had a volume growth of 3% in protective packaging division and 10% in performance packaging film in the quarter. Overall, in packaging segment, company's focus is to boost export business and develop new applications, laminating with different substrates to add increased value to its customers. The company is a solution provider to protect the content by innovative packaging. Several new varieties of products have been launched in bath fitting division. The appointment of new dealers in that division are continuing. The business is also growing. The company expects to reach rupees 75 crore business in this division this year. This is a brief and overall summary for the second quarter and first half of the year under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague Pichi Somani and CRJ Sabu are available to reply to various queries you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I had some broader questions, not specific to the results. On the volume side, I can see fiscal 19, 20, 21 all being, close to about 4 lakh tons in, overall of volumes last 3 years. First half of this year is looking about 7% YOY down volumes. Could you help me understand the direction in terms of volume CAGR, what you're looking for, and will we grow in fiscal 22? And if you could just help me in terms of, next 2 years. That's my first question.
If you're seeing in the first half, overall, our volumes have gone down principally due to demand destruction in every pipe segment in April, May, June this year, as the COVID-19 was very much widely spread in the rural area. That loss we could not recover fully in the quarter two, so in quarter two, plastic pipe business has grown. We are confident that in the remaining 6 months, we will recover the lost volume in our plastic pipe division, but as there was a severe loss of around 20,000 tons in the first quarter, overall we anticipate that this year the volume growth will be still around 3%, which means we will still move in the circle of 400,000 plus, not reaching the coveted number of 5 lakh number. This is an exceptional year, last year and this year, so definitely, we are on the path to grow volume, but this year, we don't think that we can grow by more than 3 or 4%.
Got it, sir. That helps. And my second question, sir, again, is more on the EBITDA per ton and margins. So broadly speaking, fiscal 16 to fiscal 20, if I look at the five-year average, it is, about rupees 20 rupees a kilo, right, on the entire product on the company level. Fiscal 21 obviously was 25 rupees a kilo because of, improved product mix and stuff like that. Assuming a scenario where PVC resin prices go back to 70, 75, on a steady state basis, your EBITDA per ton would be higher than 20 rupees a kilo?
No, we will definitely, when the price will drop to 75 rupees, at one time we will have a good inventory loss.
Sir, I understand that. I'm saying excluding inventory loss on a steady state basis.
No. You see, with the change of product mix, what we are now doing, reducing our lower value-added items and adding more and more new systems, new SKUs. So definitely it should be maintained or should be improved.
No, our value addition was higher than 20 rupees a kilo. Last year we sold around 300,000 ton plastic pipe system.
He's talking at company level.
Company level or plastic pipe you are asking? We're talking PVC, na? You are talking PVC or company level?
So I am asking about company level, sir.
Sorry, yeah, please. Okay.
Yeah.
But company level also, we take more than 20 rupees kilo, na? In 400,000 ton, if you exclude depreciation also, we are in 900 crore.
You are maintaining 25 kilowatt.
EBITDA per ton, sir. At company level, the average was about 20 rupees a kilo. But anyway, but broadly, my point is, when PVC resin prices normalize, right, obviously there will be inventory loss, which I understand. But adjusted to that, because of your improved product mix in favor of value-added products, your EBITDA per ton should be higher than 20 rupees a kilo directionally, is what I'm trying to verify.
Yes.
It is going to higher. Anyway, it was higher than 20 rupees kilo last year also. If I exclude the inventory gain also, it was definitely higher than 20 rupees kilo.
Yes, sir. Got it. And sir.
If I exclude inventory gain, it was 1,100 crore rupees or 400,000 ton. It was coming close to 28 rupees a kilo.
Yes, sir. Got that. And lastly, I wanted to check on the inventory. Looks pretty high, about 90 days of COGS. Any specific reason why it is at 1,160 crores? That's my last question. Thank you.
Because PVC resin, we were finding extreme shortage, so we had to keep more quantity of PVC resin in our stock.
Okay, so this is like raw material stocking, is it?
More raw material and somewhat more finished goods also.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kashyap from Tilemi Partners. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congrats for a decent number in such times. Actually, I have a couple of questions. First is, if you can just explain your thoughts on how you see the raw materials cycle panning out on the PVC side. It continues to remain tight. And what are your thoughts on, by when things will get a bit normalized, or do you think this tightness will persist? Just some thoughts on how one should look at it.
Structurally, PVC has gone into a super cycle mode, structurally, which may remain even up to year 2023, because there were not much capacity coming up in PVC. The constantly finished stock, PVC is not completely petrochemical, it is also around 50% chlor-alkali. As you see, now Reliance is coming with 1 million ton capacity, but they are getting the finished stock being made in Gulf country, which is expected to arrive and then the plant may operation by 2024. Adani is planning based on imported coal from Australia, maybe 2 million ton, but that also may not come before 2024 end. So that is Indian condition. India is today dependent 55% on import. When you are so much dependent on import, then country become vulnerable. We are paying the top price of PVC in the world market. Compared to us, it only has a Latin America or Turkey, and they are also more dependent on imports. We believe overall such a tight scenario may start easing sometime in March, April, not before. Where apart from less available PVC, there is a problem with shipping lines. The freights are extremely high, and the ships' movements are very slow due to the COVID restriction on every port. We are told also there is some cartel in the shipment movement. So I think shipping line and this everything may become slightly normal after 6 months. Currently, PVC prices in India are going to go further higher in the quarter, that is October-December quarter. This is the trend.
Sure. Fair enough. And sir, would it be fair to assume that given such a scenario of tightness, our inventory days will sustain on a higher side, because we will obviously not want to starve the factory of the raw material. So we will obviously keep higher level of inventory than we used to normally keep when situation was normal. So maybe for the next 6 months to 1 year, we might just have an elevated level of inventory.
Some inventory we may maintain, there is some gain, but there is some loss in production cost also. Because we are not running our pipe plant at full capacity. As we see pipe plant, we are running at a lower capacity. Because we are at loss in business also. That's why we are saying that we may have only 3% volume growth.
Sure. Fair enough, sir. And sir, just, do you think that CPVC, which is not gone up as much, will probably also see a cycle similar to PVC? Or do you think that that will remain because, that's been surprising. It's been pretty stable relative to what PVC has kind of seen.
CPVC, additional quantity not available in the world.
Okay.
CPVC become completely short now. Because CPVC is such a big demand, CPVC people never expected.
Okay.
Our company had 30% volume growth in CPVC.
Sure.
And we are not able to meet the demand.
Oh, great. And sir, finally, on Supreme Petrochem, even, that also has been, we've been going through a super cycle as far as the spreads are concerned. And there also, I think there has been, there also the cycle seems form. Can you actually give your thoughts on how we see, the spreads going forward?
Last year, the spread was unusually very high.
Yes.
It was not a sustainable spread. Now the spread has come down a little bit, but fortunately, we have got huge demand from Indian market. Our plant is fully sold out. Today, we are not able to meet the demand in the country. Fortunately, our expansion plan is going very smoothly, and we hope that our expansion capacity will be in operation by April, May next year, which will give a capacity of 130,000 tons of polystyrene and EPS. Presently, both the products are short from our company. We are running the plant flat out, even to around 24,000 tons per month in the market, and that is not adequate to meet the country demand. So Supreme Petro is in excellent position from the point of demand supply side.
Sure. So at one point we used to export. Would it be fair to assume that we are basically now not able to even meet the domestic demand? The exports are virtually down to zero now.
Not zero. We have some customer commitment, so we may be exporting around 1,000 tons per month. Additional quantity we don't have to give. We have no material to give. Our first response will be to look after Indian market.
Sure. And sir, the second company which went out of the system as far as capacity is concerned, there is no chance of them coming back because obviously it is going to take a huge amount of time for it to recalibrate operations. So that vacuum remains.
At that location, they can't start, and we have not heard there any alternate plan.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Sir, all the best to you and the Supreme team, and I'll look forward to meeting you in person.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Lodhia from ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question was on agri demand. So what is your expectation from upcoming agri season?
Agri demand for pipe started 10-12 days before, but then there was unseasonal rainfall in Maharashtra, Bengal, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh. So, temporary the demand is slowed down, but the unseasonal rainfall is not the rainy season. We believe when the things become normal, the normal agri demand will come back to PVC.
Okay. And on a full year basis, you said that you will grow your volumes around 3-4%. But when it comes to specific pipe division, what is the expectation? Will we be able to surpass last year pipes volume, or it is difficult to cross that volume?
Presently, we are minus by around 15,000 ton pipe. We hope that we will recover that whole loss, and there may be some marginal 1% growth in plastic pipe this year.
Got it.
We can't, we can't, we can't recover the lost business what we lost in the April, June, which is the peak period for exit, for pipe demand.
No, sir, what you are trying to say is, last year, whatever volumes you would have done in H2, we'll be able to do that similar volumes, right?
What we do is, did in H2 last year, we'll do better this year.
On a year basis, we should be maintaining or achieving a nominal growth in piping volume.
No, because the asking rate to maintain the last year volumes is around 14% volume growth you required in H2, which is a tall task number. So I'm just trying to reconfirm that.
Whatever quantity we sold last year in 6 months, we'll do better in this year, 6 months. This is what we presume today.
Got it. But on a full year basis, it might be below last year because Q1 was disrupted.
Yes, full year basis, there will be no gain.
Got it. Got it. And just secondly, on overall pipe division margins, how one should look at this, given the volatility in PVC prices? And is it fair to assume that Q3 margins would be better than Q2?
Condition.
Margin, you see, ultimately, if prices continue to remain and continue to go high, so in terms of percentage, margin will come down because your numerator and denominator both goes up.
Short term margin better.
So mathematically, the margin will come down if the prices continue to rise in a similar fashion.
Okay. So what is the sustainable margins you are looking in particularly in pipe division?
Maybe around 15%.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, could you share with us the operating margins in terms of percentages for Q2 FY 2022 across segments?
Operating margin, I think this time we have done EBIT. So our desire is to discontinue to giving the operating margins per se.
Understand, sir. So my second question is, how would you look at expanding or probably increasing the volumes in your CPVC? As in, any thoughts on expanding the CPVC product mix within Supreme?
CPVC, we had a volume growth of 30%. We have increased our capacity by putting a new plant in Jharsuguda. We are also putting, we are also put new capacity in Gadegaon. So we definitely will sell more volume of CPVC in this year compared to last year.
Got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity, and congrats for the good performance in a tough environment. So my first question is that if you look at the pipe realization in 2Q and compare it with 1Q, then there is just about a marginal increase in pipe realization. So what we understand is that bulk of the PVC price increase has happened in the second half of the quarter. So is that the reason why there is just a marginal increase in pipe realization, and maybe in the third quarter you will see a much higher realization in pipes? Is there a fair understanding?
Anyone, you see, the first quarter, the PVC price has gone down by 19 rupees a kilo.
Yes.
Second quarter went up by 34 rupees a kilo.
Right.
So there are too much volatility. So month by month, I can't compare it, can't tell you also. Net-net, the price of PVC has gone up by 15 rupees a kilo. If you see what was the price 31st March and what was the price on 30th September.
Right, sir.
And the second thing, Bhargav, in the first quarter, there was less or no agri pipes.
Understand. Understand. That's why there's just a small movement on a Q1Q basis.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sir, assuming the PVC prices hold at these levels, while on a margin, percentage margin basis, we might see a reduction, but on an EBITDA per kg, we should see an increase, right? I mean, assuming the PVC prices increase or stay at these levels, because we've accumulated a lot of inventory, as on September. Almost 400 odd crores of inventory.
In this given situation, we are reluctant. We want to maintain the price, maintain the market of the product. So we increase the price also after a gap of 2 weeks or slightly more than 2 weeks. We don't increase the price immediately.
So, sir, so far in the third quarter, have we seen any price increase in pipes?
Yes, yes, in pipes.
Yes, yes.
Same piece of prices. I don't have the number before me.
Okay, but we have seen some increase in the finished goods, no, right?
Normally, our policy when the prices go down, we drop immediately.
Okay. Okay.
And then go up also, then we increase it slightly with a gap of even 15 to 18 days.
So my second question is that on a two-year volume CAGR, if you look at in pipes, it is close to about 3%. And this is despite the rising consolidation happening in the market. So is it fair to say that on a two-year basis, India as a country overall would have seen a decline in overall pipe consumption, or how to look at that scenario, sir?
There may be decline this year also. Last year, there was a degrowth of around 13-14% in plastic pipe.
Okay.
In the country, this year also, there may be some change in growth.
There will be a degrowth.
Up till now, we are not clear, but we believe that there will be degrowth around 4% this year also.
Okay. And this is mainly led by lower the demand for agri. Is that a fair understanding?
Lower demand, there is not a lower demand, that people may be using more calcium carbonate also.
Achha.
Okay. There are many types of non-BH pipes are being produced.
Okay.
And people are going for cheaper quality PVC pipe.
Okay.
Price has gone too high.
And sir, my last question is that in the value-added product side, we've seen almost a 42% growth. Is it possible to share what has led to such a strong growth? Which segments have led to this growth?
We introduced several new products in piping, also in our protective packaging division also, and material handling division also. We are working always to increase share and range of value-added product in all our segments of business.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Uttarsh Nupani from Haitong. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. So just to continue with the previous question, what we see that our pipe EBITDA per unit has gone down from 36 rupee per kg in June quarter to 31 rupee per kg in September quarter. Despite we have a better product mix in September quarter due to low agri pipe sales volume and favorable resin price movement in September quarter versus unfavorable resin price movement in June quarter. So sir, do you see any possibility that we may have to operate at a lower margin going forward to clock decent volume growth as we are still operating at almost double the rate of pipe EBITDA per unit which we used to clock in the past?
I don't know. What is lower value? I don't follow question properly.
What is saying your per kg EBITDA in pipe was higher in Q1 compared to Q2 because we had certain inventory gain in Q1 because of the low price of the...
There cannot be inventory gain in quarter. The price has gone down.
To understand is that, if on a clear CAGR basis...
Dear friend, we are not calculating the way you calculate, so I don't have a reply to give immediately to you. On Q1, Q2, I don't have a reply to give you what was the price relationship. I can't say
to you. Yeah, you have to take product mix and the pricing that way.
Sir, actually what I wanted to understand, if I see the pipe volume growth rate on a two-year CAGR basis, it was 8.5% in last September quarter, September 2020 quarter, which has gone down to 3.5% in this September quarter, despite having much better industry dynamics. Now, if we see our EBITDA per unit has also gone down on a sequential basis, despite having much better resin price movement. So, just wanted to understand from you, do we need to operate at a lower EBITDA margin to clock decent volume growth rate going forward?
No, this quarter, our margin has gone down. I'm not aware what you are asking.
Per kg, yeah.
How can it go down? I don't know this quarter. How first quarter will go up? I don't know the number. I can calculate then reply to you. You can ask separate question. Calculate then let me know.
Sure, sir.
We don't have any problem like that.
Just wanted to understand last thing from you is that whether the EBITDA per unit which was there in September quarter, can we think that we can continue to operate at that level at least going forward?
What is EBITDA per kilo? We have no idea what is EBITDA per
kilo. No, no. Directionally we can give you, we should improve the EBITDA in terms of percentage or per kg. Because of the various new products or new things being introduced and the product is getting changed on a regular basis.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
We are introducing new systems also in the piping segment. That also should add in.
I have to study properly. I can't reply. Yeah. You are quite correct, yes.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhil Parekh from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, you mentioned in your comments that this is a PVC, CPVC kind of a super cycle. So even for a medium term, like for next 1 to 2 years, will this create a happy scenario for companies like Supreme and other big players in terms of the realization growth as well as improvement in margin? Just from a perspective, next 2 years.
No, basically PVC will remain short. For our next year, the PVC will remain short. So, one cannot plan big expansion of best on PVC.
Okay, okay. But in general, we have done well in an inflationary environment. So, does that imply that we will continue to do better basically as compared to, say, smaller unorganized players?
No, our purchase is very large from domestic players. And they are running the plant properly, so we get adequate quantity from domestic players.
Okay. Second, in the result update, you have mentioned that there is a shift in higher demand for CPVC systems as the prices of the system have not gone high compared to PVC systems. So does that imply that demand has shifted from PVC to CPVC because
You are right.
But isn't it right that the application of CPVC and PVC is completely different?
In plumbing system, earlier they were buying only up to 1 inch or 1 1/4 inch pipe. Now with the large diameter also, 1.5, 2 inch, 2.5, 3 and 4 inch, they are shifting to CPVC instead of PVC.
Okay.
But you cannot get CPVC.
Okay. Okay. So last question on the capacity side, if you can please highlight segmental wise how much the capacity is and where it is expected to go by end of
capacity.
Yes, capacity is on 31st March 21. We had a total capacity of about 697,000 metric tons.
Okay.
And by end of this year, we anticipate it should be somewhere about 750,000. So about 50,000 metric ton capacity will come into production by end of this year, additional.
Okay. And segmental wise?
This breakup of 750,000, the plastic piping will be 547,000.
Okay.
Industrial product, 80,000. Packaging product 88,000 and consumer product 33,000.
33, right?
Yeah.
33. Within plastic pipe, would you be able to highlight how much is CPVC?
CPVC, we don't give separate data.
Okay. Okay, sure. No worries. Thanks a lot and best wishes for coming.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, couple of questions. Sir, in one of the answers, you indicated that we have increased, there has been price increases with a lag because we want to maintain market share. Sir, just want to understand why and how should one place this basically? Price increases with a lag, because to my understanding, when Reliance increases prices, we immediately increase prices in a week or in 10 days. Is it something to do with price elasticity? And if this particular comment, is it for any specific, is it for tarpaulin or is it for plastic piping? Sir, how should one understand this?
Tarpaulin also, I don't increase the price next day. Same in the furniture, same in plastic pipe. We don't increase the price next day.
In pipe, we used to, but with this volatile.
No, well, pipe also generally don't increase, but now with such a steep increase, after our distributor has given commitment to several builders to supply the piping system to them, they will be put in great difficulty. So we will take care of our market base also. In such a steep increase price, you can't increase next day. We are selling products, we are not selling raw material.
That's useful, sir. Sir, what is the B2B part of our sales on plastic piping?
Our B2B is B2C. We don't sell B2B. We sell B2B for supplying to C.
Okay.
Our plastic piping system business is B2B2C.
Okay. But sir, there would be some project sales. I'm just trying to get a sense of that.
Project sale again made by our distributor.
Okay. That's useful. Sir, secondly, would it be possible for you to comment on how much did the industry grow in this particular quarter? What I'm trying to understand is the amount of market share gains that the company would have won. Given there is a large grey market premium or a smaller guy is finding it difficult to procure resin. So I think that's a big advantage to the company. So sir, just trying to understand on the market share gain, sir.
I think market share will start better in April.
Okay. Sir, one last question if I may. Sir, can you quantify or indicate which are the segments wherein we are doing more than 100 crores of business on an annualized run rate basis? And you also indicated on bath division around 75 crores of indicative business of this year, which is very encouraging. So, sir, can you highlight on which are the segments wherein we could be clocking more than 100 crores, say, including tanks, walls?
As you heard, the bath fitting division, we are going to cross 100 crores next year for sure. Bath fitting division, we are going to gross 100 crore next year for sure.
Which other
segments that we
our solvent project will be 50 crore plus. And then you give 100 crore, I can't talk 100 crore. Unless you get it to go 100 crore next year, I can't reply like that.
Right. Sir, tanks. We have been in
we are doing already now. We can talk 200 crore plus.
Okay, wonderful. Great, sir. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, if you can just help us understand the new BIS norms which has kind of got affected from 1st October, how will that kind of impact the overall market from the medium term perspective and mostly for the unorganized players?
That has been stated by Kerala High Court. That BIS order has been stated by Kerala High Court.
Okay, so we'll have to wait for...
Yeah, we are not making, but there are so many pipe systems, there's no BIS standard.
Correct.
So you can't say BIS, when there's no BIS standard, you can't make a pipe. There are so many systems operating in our country, but up till now systems are not established.
Okay. So what proportion of the Indian market would be or Indian pipe market would be that non-BIS pipes?
As I told you, there are always pipes which should have BIS, the BIS standard. So that one proposal is different. And second is when there are BIS standard and people are making non-BIS product.
Okay. Got that.
Agri-pipe, there is BIS standard. But there are many people who are making non-BIS pipe, which is low-cost pipe, and many people are buying those pipes. So we don't have quantification of those quantum. I can't say to you.
Okay.
But
okay.
Non-BIS pipe is quite popular in the country. In many rural areas, people are buying non-BIS pipe only. So the butter, green tribunal, they have passed the order that is restrained by Kerala High Court. I think the matter was under hearing in Maharashtra High Court yesterday. So we don't think that law is sustainable.
Oh.
There are no BIS norms also fixed, and there are certain pipes which there people require non-BIS pipe also. We doubt whether this law will stand.
Okay, got that. So the other thing is, you know, in our earlier con calls, because of short supply of PVC and other things and working capital increase, there was this whole unorganized market share gains from the unorganized segment. But simultaneously also because of higher PVC prices, we are seeing down trading happening. So how would the branded players fared with vis-a-vis the non-branded or the unorganized guys during the last 6 months? Any color on that?
No, slowly the share of branded player will go on growing, but it may be slow, it cannot be dramatic shift. But branded player definitely the market share will go on increasing small percentage over the period.
Okay. Sir, just one more aspect is, you know, there was a lot of demand improvement which was expected because of the Nal Se Jal and the water projects which the comments was kind of the thing. So 1Q was obviously impacted, but are you seeing any pickup there, and that should also be a big demand driver going forward? Any thoughts around it?
The demand should come now after rain withdraw from the country. During rainy season, you can't put the pipe. You dig the earth to put the pipe, so the infrastructure demand remains low during the rainy season. We anticipate the demand is right from November. The peak time is November to May.
Okay. And so just one last question. In terms of the packaging segment, the volumes appear a little muted there. Was that the impact because of Silpaulin part of it with Kerala not doing well? Was that the reason, or any thoughts around it?
No. Silpaulin demand is growing, and propane packaging demand is growing. Only protective packaging demand was not growing to the extent what we anticipated. So we told you, protective packaging division, the growth was only 3%.
Correct.
Permanent packaging division growth was more than 10%.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shailesh from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. My questions are pertaining to Supreme Petro. Sir, any progress on plan with regards to ABS? And also, given the tailwinds of China Plus One, are we planning to bring more products in Supreme Petro as we have strong balance sheet and healthy cash accruals?
Now, presently, the plan is on ABS for sure. We hope to ramp up the technology in next 4 to 5 weeks, and then we will immediately put the plant installation work in progress. And other our investment is already going on for expanding capacity of polystyrene and expanding the EPS also. So presently we have no plan of any more vertical, but we'll go on growing in the existing vertical.
Okay. So this and
new vertical
is
new vertical mass ABS which is going to come.
By when, sir?
New vertical? No, when the technology agreement is signed, then we will announce to everybody when the plant is going to start. But as on today, the technical agreement is not signed still, so there is no date to, there is no date we can announce today.
Okay, okay, sir. So, and also historically, we used to do EBITDA per kg at 7 to 8 rupees. But last year, FY21, we did 27 rupees per kg EBITDA due to change in demand-supply dynamics. So what is the sustainable EBITDA per kg you are targeting, sir, in the long term?
You only know that last year delta was too high. That delta was not sustainable.
Yes, sir. Now, any long-term target you have, sir, above 15 rupees?
We are commodity product. You can't target long-term. You have seen the commodity market. Product, the price swings also.
Okay.
Anyway, we can say that we definitely got very lean organization and we are cash surplus, we will not have a debt and we will definitely go on making surplus. As on today, it will look like.
Okay. So, in B2C product XPS, any further plans to expand or increase the scalability of the business?
Not B2C, furniture also B2B2C. Now we don't sell direct to consumer.
Okay. Any distributors, we have added, sir, in last 1 year? And what are the future plans? In XPS business, how many distributors we have added in last 1 or 2 years? And what is the future plan to increase the scale of business?
I don't have a number for me immediately. XPS, now I don't have a number. But we are adding a distributor definitely every quarter. But I don't have a number with me just now.
Yeah, okay, sir. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shrenik Bachawat from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is that in the upcoming agri season, the PVC pipe prices will be much higher than the previous season. So is there risk of agri-season being impacted again, the upcoming agri-season, because of the extremely high PVC prices?
The only thing we expect that the farmers may reduce their purchases of large diameter PVC pipe in agriculture. We sell 110 mm, 140 mm, 160 mm. The farmers may reduce their demand for larger diameter, they may go more for smaller diameter to meet their requirement. The demand, meterage-wise, going to be more only, but not less. Because the dams are all full, farmers will like to irrigate their land, and this is the time when you have to lay the pipes. So, we don't anticipate the overall meter-wise demand will be less. The sizes may change. Up to now, we receive no indication that they are not buying 110 millimeter, they are not buying 140 millimeter. We have not seen any such thing. Even our 110 millimeter pipe also is selling.
Okay. And sir, in as per our channel checks in the larger cities, previously the larger builders used to buy pipes only from larger players like Supreme and Astral. But now, as we also highlighted, that they are downtrading in order to save some of the cost as PVC prices have gone up. So, do you believe that in the B2B segment, the larger players have lost share to the new and upcoming players?
We have no idea. The larger reputed players are continuously, they are my customer even today. We are not aware that they deserted us. They are our customers.
Okay. So, is there any drop in volumes from the large builders?
We are not aware of any drop. Now the business is good with all the builders.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good evening. I have a few questions. First, if you could talk on what was the value-added product revenue in Q2?
In Q2, value-added product was
758 crores. Okay. And sir, because we see the negative operating cash flow, you mentioned that you have increased the resins inventory. if I heard it right. And given that the inventory resin prices have shot up end to end, what sort of inventory gain is there in the 2Q numbers?
Keeping high stock of resin gives me pricing power, that I don't have to increase the price and I can still supply my customers.
No, no, inventory gain which was booked in the...
As of today, I'm not looking for any inventory gain.
No, I didn't get your answer, sir. I'm in the reported numbers, are there any inventory gain or not? Because the prices have gone up between the quarters.
We don't, as a number up to September, there is no inventory gain.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned that prices don't go up immediately, you know, as and when the resin prices go up. But that would be the trend even earlier also, right?
No, this time, because the increase is very steep. I give an example. On 1st December, 1st October, price went up by 10 rupees. 13 days, price went up by 10 rupees a kilo. 10 rupees a kilo. In 13 days, price went up by 20 rupees a kilo. That 20 rupees kilo, we are going to implement finally fully from 1st November.
Okay. So, as we stand in...
Such a steep increase, you can't pass it on immediately, or it will kill your whole marketing network.
Okay. And yes, in this context itself, given that the prices have shot up significantly and understand the industry is fairly consolidated and enjoys strong pricing power, but do you see any headwinds to the, you know, pricing upward in terms of passing on all these hikes, you know, even after a lag?
We can increase the price definitely because we take care of our market.
So, what is the steady state margin you're looking at in the pipes division? At least, you know, a 20% is a fairly good EBITDA margin that you're comfortable with, or?
Presently, everything is very, very well disturbed. Such a big increase, very steady state, I don't know what to talk to.
No, I'm not talking about a quarter and two. I'm talking on from a normal run rate, assuming things stabilize at around current levels. Is it fair to say that you can operate at 20 or 25% EBITDA margin in the piping segment?
25% EBITDA margin, I've never seen. I don't
know. No. Okay. No, what are the numbers you are working with?
We work only that we must get returned more than 25% on capital employed.
25% on capital employed basis.
That we definitely like to maintain.
Right, great. And lastly,
last year we earned 40% on capital employed.
And sir, on the, you know, in terms of demand, how, you know, could you throw some light on how has been the industry demand in 2Q, if you have some numbers on that?
Demand of what?
Pipes, YOY growth for the industry.
I told you now, in pipe, demand from housing, both are maintainable, both are maintained.
No, how much would have the pipes demand would have grown in 2Q? Any industry number would you have?
We don't have a separate idea of piping segment only. We were told by the local raw material producer that demand has grown more in non-pipe segment. Pipe segment demand has grown lower.
Okay.
In PVC region, 74% in piping segment, 26% non-pipe. Non-pipe segment, the growth was much more.
Okay. And lastly, in terms of
as you are aware, in our company pipe system, we have grown by 9% by volume.
Correct. So, and lastly, in terms of now, because you are seated with a large amount of PVC resin inventory, and prices have spiked up from there on itself, and if prices hold on, will that help you in terms of better higher inventory gains in third quarter?
I can't reply to a hypothetical question. I don't know how things will fare in next 2 months. I can't say anything.
No, on the current pricing level, the other way around, are you, what would be your average inventory cost, which you're seated with, is that much lower compared to the current resin prices?
I'm paying today high price to Reliance and I'm still not increase the price in market. We are paying 20 rupees a kilo more for the purchase made in the month of October.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to increase the price only from 1st November.
Okay. And this inventory is for how many months, sir, which is at end of September quarter?
Not many months, not big like that. Not much.
Okay. Great, sir. I'll come back in queue. Thank you. All the best.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers. Sir, can you comment on the composite cylinder business in your release? You said that after many quarters, it has returned in the black. So, can you comment regarding volume growth and EBITDA or any figures?
No, I think there is nothing such to comment on volume growth because, you see, this division was lagging behind for so many years. Last 1.5 years or 2 years, no foreign travel is allowed, no visitor, no customer came. So what we have, what two, three things which we can say. One is the product is well established since Q3 of 2019 and our existing customers are putting repeat orders. We are exporting to Somalia, Maldives, African countries. Domestic players have also started. The OMCs have also floated tenders and they have taken good quantities and expected to be taken repeated quantities again. So IOCL and BPCL have floated the tenders and they have made this soft launch in the market. Both these things augurs well. If domestic markets opens up, definitely it will be good for the division. And now the international market is opening up. The travels have started. So we are now getting good inquiries from other countries, other customers. But you see, since it was a very low base, we really can't comment or we can say we have done very good volume growth or volume growth that way.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. So at present, its contribution to turnover is very negligible.
Correct. You're right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naksha Mehta from Prudent Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. So, my question is on your inventory level. As you said that PVC resin is not available and that's why you have stocked up the inventory. So, what is our order book to justify that stock up of inventory?
First, I must correct that our inventory is high, not only PVC resin, it is PVC pipe also, it is also contain huge stock of cross-laminated film products which we keep during the off-season time. So it is a combination of so many items. It is not only PVC resin.
Okay, okay, but still...
I must correct the impression. And secondly, inventory value has gone up because the raw material price has gone up.
Okay, so there is no stock up of inventory in the sense
I repeat again, as on today, whatever we are having, we don't say the inventory gain. This is enough to sustain our market share and sustain our business and look after our customer's requirement.
Okay, but as you mentioned earlier, that you are buying more inventory because it's not available, right? So you're buying more inventory because it's not available.
Material available at a high price.
Okay, material is available at high price. So you mean there is an inflation, right?
The price, as I told, price has gone up now. This year, this month also price has gone up by 20 rupees a kilo.
Right. So how are we able to pass on this to the customer or is it taking a hit on our margins? How is that
after time lag of 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, okay. No, so are we able to pass on the inflation to the customer or are we taking a hit on our margins?
No, I say that we are able to pass on the increased cost to the customer after a lag of 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, 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 okay. Understood. All right, that was my only question. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to understand what kind of inventory levels are the dealer distributors sitting at? You know, given the fact that a lot of volatility in the prices, are they stocking more or they are sufficient in terms of the current inventory?
Out of 1,300 distributors, I cannot say on behalf of them, but we advise, they ask us question, we advise them, we don't keep unnecessary more inventory. You keep only that much inventory so that your customer doesn't go back empty-handed. If you keep high inventory, there's a big chance of losing big money also.
Right.
Even then,
just one clarification. It's only when the PVC...
Can we conclude? Even then, if my distributor is keeping large inventory, it is for them to decide.
Hello.
Does Hello. Answers your question, Mr. Karan.
Yes. And just one last bit from my end, sir. It is, sir. It's only when the PVC prices shot up by 10 rupees or 12 rupees, we take 2 to 3 weeks to pass on. But when it is like 2 rupees or 5 rupees, we can pass it on with 1 week's lag time. Is that understanding correct?
Normally, in this price increase of 34 rupees a kilo, we were passing increase minimum up to 15 days.
Right. That is from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
We thank you very much and we are thankful to all the investors for their very intelligent question. We thank you. We thank all of them.
We also thank you, madam.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.